Our monthly roundups often serve as an opportunity to go back and highlight stories we missed when they happened. It is with that in mind that I say this next story is from March. On March 7th, the Huntington University girls' track and field team won the NAIA national title. While this is the first NAIA title for Huntington University, the school has previously won NCCAA, National Christian College Athletic Association titles, including two in women's track and field. That is information I learned from speaking with my next guest, the team's head coach and winner of NAIA Coach of the Year, Joel Childs. Welcome to WBOI Presents.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Had we not missed this story back in March, I doubt we would have a sports story for our news roundup. COVID-19 has put sports on hold for the time being. How are you and yours weathering the pandemic? I want to ask that before I get to anything else.
From a coaching standpoint, it's very much from a distance. Every week, we send out new workouts and we try to add variety. And it's been very difficult. I have a few individuals who have underlying asthma conditions, and so they still aren't really going outside. So it's trying to add some variety to indoor workouts and things they can do inside, but also just trying to figure out how to do track workouts when you can't get to the track. And so I now have measurements and steps, and I'll be like, okay, you guys need to run 250 steps and do it in this amount of time. And also trying to come up with new circuits or bodyweight exercises or GS and core routines is now a staple for me on Saturdays when I email out on Sundays the workouts for the week. So that's how we're handling it from a team aspect, from a personal aspect. It is just trying to just create variety for my own sake, since I spend so much time in front of the computer coming up with workouts and not having the social interactions with my kids and my coaches and other people within Huntington University.
In addition to having a banner to hang, you also brought home hardware for yourself, winning Coach of the Year. There were two other awards brought home in addition to that. Care to speak to those contributions?
At the end of track season last year, we knew that things were starting to come around. We knew that we had the right mix of coaches. We knew that we had the right mix of athletes coming in, and we knew we could do very well. I want to start by talking about Tracy Blocker. Tracy Blocker won Assistant Coach of the Year. If we didn't have the mix of coaches, we don't win because we're dealing with such large numbers and so many different personalities and such a diversity of events. It really is very much like the phrase, it takes a community to raise a child. And within our team, the community of coaches is what it takes for us to be successful. And Tracy was just as integral as anybody. He also had the title as the head distance coach for our track and field team. And so he was the bearer of that award. But it was not only Tracy Blocker as well as Curtis Ray Hines, but also Nick and Lauren Johnson that were all crucial and enabling the success of our especially middle distance and long distance athletes at a national level. So with that being said, Tracy winning that award was absolutely just deserved. However, it also is just an example of the amount of dedication and desire that our coaching staff had. Unfortunately, they all can't win it. And Tracy, because of his title, won that award. But that's not to draw away from anything else that our coaches did in the course of the season or preseason to get our athletes to that level. Now, as for Aspen Durr, she has an amazing story. This is a girl who just 2 years ago had to have surgery and had to take several months off from running and then came back her senior year without a ton of training and just really started to excel and was an All-American in cross country and then came back her fourth year or senior year of track and then had to take cross country off because she had used up her 4 years of eligibility, but because she still had track season, she decided to stick around and delay graduation, which was great because we definitely couldn't have won indoor nationals without her. And so she's a prime example of a girl who went through the ringer and had some very tough times, but just refused to quit. She just embraced the grind and the hard aspects that came with training at a high level And, you know, the awards that she won at Nationals really are a product of that hard work. And actually, she won two awards at that national meet. She was highest point scorer as well as most valuable athlete.
Before you win a title, all the conversation and motivation is about the chase. Then when you've won one, they shift and it's about defense. I say this with the amount of certainty that anyone can that there will be a season next year. Do you think you have the pieces in place to repeat?
We have the pieces in place to be very successful. I would love to say we can win another title, but winning the title this year was very much up in the air and was not a guarantee. And so I would say for next year, you know, again, we've got a chance to be very successful. We'll see. You know, there were a core group of four ladies who really helped us in winning that team title. And we lose two of the four, possibly three of the four, depending on how things go. So that is very much up in the air when you lose a core group of ladies like that. However, we do have a good class coming in, and so we'll see. But as for next year, who knows? That's why we train, and that's why we work hard, and who knows how, if we continue to progress how we should, we certainly got as good a shot as anybody.
During this time of uncertainty, I think sports represents a sense of normalcy for a lot of people. So thank you for helping me provide that for our listeners.
Happy to do it.
Joel Childs, best of luck to you and your team the next time you are able to compete, and thank you so much for your time. Stay well.
Thank you very much. I was more than happy to do this interview, and I thank you for the opportunity.
At the beginning of this season, the girls in the Huntington University track and field team were given the option to try to pursue national records in relays, to go for a record and a number of national titles in individual events, or to pursue the NAIA National Championship as a team. The team chose option 3, succeeded, and on behalf of all of us at 89.1 WBOI, congratulations on a job well done.